Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, orange men and ladies, to another episode of Ty Thoughts. Ty is back. His thoughts are back. We are going to get into all of those. You know what else is back? No, not fan attendance in the dome, but Bet Online, as I mentioned, it's going to be tough to get to a game this year, but you can still get in on all of the action. If you go over to Bet Online today, they're going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to Bet Online today and use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline, title sponsor for Ty Thoughts, Cuse Militia, and Armchair Media. Now, here's Tyler.
All right, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Tyler Marona coming for another episode of Ty Thoughts. Yeah, there was a break, whatever. That was just because I really had nothing to talk about, as well as my wife came out for Thanksgiving break, and it was super sick. And, you know, we spent a lot of great time together, and I just really didn't want to take away from that. So that's why I didn't put up a podcast, but I'm back for this, you know, kind of routinely scheduled deal. I guess just leading off with it, I'm not gonna tease anything here and try to pretend like I'm gonna talk about football. I am going back to Texas in 15 days. So in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tomorrow, I'm going back. Mainly because I still want to be a football coach. And it just, the COVID thing in California has really killed that opportunity for me out here. And it was good to get a look at like what it was going to take to make it work out here, as well as the fact that, like, I don't know if California was ultimately what I wanted by moving back to California, 'cause I'm from here. I think what I wanted is to coach football, and I wanted to do anything that got me closer to that goal. Obviously, and then like I had to get my parents' place prepped for my backyard wedding that ended up being like the most incredible thing that's ever happened to me. And like, as soon as I got married, I'm telling you, like, my entire life changed. Like, immediately I knew that from that point forward, I had to think differently, because I was different. Like, and I think any married person will be able to tell you that. And it's not like I want to make this like, oh, I'm in the club, you're not, you don't know. Because that's all parents do, is they're like, look, you know, you'll get it one day when you're a parent. It's like, I'm sure I will. But like, it doesn't help me now. So, but I will tell you, and I think this kind of moment here, or this thing that I'm trying to convey, and what I tell a lot of people now, is that like, the thing that is so like that makes you so arrogant about being married is that, at least right now, and I think for a long time moving forward, and you know, you get this feeling, or I got this feeling when I got engaged too, is like, I'm just not making a mistake. And so if you're thinking like, hey, I'm on the fence with this thing, it's like, no, do the right thing and get married, and just have the best time of your life going forward. So maybe I'm encouraging that person. I don't know. But so at this point, it was going to be really not tough. Like, I could have made it work, but like, the football season is just so in limbo here. It's like they keep pushing it back, that at some point there's rules in place that say, like, if it doesn't start by this date, it's over. And we're really closely approaching that. And like, I'm not going to sit and like wait for this to be decided and then leave my wife sitting in Texas just like when the lease is up in a month and a half. And it's like, okay, well, we got to kind of get real here. Like, it's like, I was coming out here to get paid to coach football. Like, that doesn't happen. I got to change my tune. So, and now I'm just kind of like battling with, do I go the teaching route? I don't know, because this year, like, it's so tough to get a read on this thing. Cause like, you got to pay so much money to be a teacher, like just to get started. Like, you have to get the certification deal, you be credentialed. And then like, once you get credentialed, it's still like not over. And then you got to take like a million tests. And that's the rules in California. And in Texas, it's like, you got to pay a little bit amount of money. You got to pass the test, but it's only like one long test. It's not like four sections of like, I don't know. And then obviously you got to like do all the classes and whatnot. And that's in either place. But in Texas, they let you teach and do the classes at the same time. And I'm also getting my master's right now. So it's like, it's a full plate, nevertheless. And to not have my wife as like my backbone, very tough, very tough. And not to say that, like, you know, she wears like the pants and, you know, she probably does. But like, I mean, get real, fellas. Like my backbone, meaning like my one very big source of strength for me is my wife. And like, I can, like, my faith, my family, are really my faith, my wife, my family, like my parents and like extended family, and then my friends. It's like, that's my support. And it's like, if you take number two out of the equation, like, that's, it's pretty rough. So, and not to say that like, oh, I couldn't do it, but like, to be honest, like, my interactions in Texas and being around that kind of vibe, while it's definitely not as nice of a place, I don't want to throw away any possibilities of coaching in Texas away before I make the transition out here full time. Like, I really enjoyed the staff at Newport Harbor. I really enjoyed being out here. Like, it is so incredible. But it's kind of been this elongated vacation with no real understanding of when the start date is. So, you know, I want to get going in Texas and, build a little bit of a life up before, you know, diving into, you know, kind of settling down, having kids and, you know, really making that determination at a, from a point of like, hey, you know, I'm not still kind of trying to figure out what I'm doing. And then if it's not teaching, you know, I give myself a little bit of time to figure that out. And, you know, if it isn't coaching, then it's like, I give myself a little bit of time to figure that out. And, you know, without putting myself in the hole too badly. And, you know, so that's, you know, kind of was like, well, you know, Houston's a pretty good spot. And, I could also really see myself in Austin, possibly. I still think California long-term, or maybe Florida, I don't know, but it has to be by the water. Anywhere I live, I'm such a, you know, just a outdoorsman when it comes to water. And Austin has this great lake, and then there's the Bay Town in Houston and Florida, obviously. I mean, the beaches and the California beaches, they're just like out of control. But the California beaches are like, you know, $1 billion. And you go up to you know, the houses in the NorCal area, it's just as bad. There may be even a repeat offender in a worse regard up there. So, in Texas and Florida, you know, they have great football and they're cheaper. So, I think as much as it pains me that football kind of let me down again, and it wasn't football's fault. And I have to keep remembering, like, that is what I love. Like, I really, 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 really love it. Because the advice that I would give anybody that's looking to find a career is like, it has to be in a niche that, like, it's just like, let's start with what you like. Like, start there, because if you don't have to quote unquote work, you know, if it's a joy and you get paid for it, and it's like, then you'll figure out a way to make it more lucrative for yourself if it is really what you want to, like, what you're really interested in. Because I know that there's, you know, people say, oh boy, you know, this, that, and the third, but there's ways. I mean, there's ways to do it. Like, I'm just, I guess, making the trade-off with, you know, putting in a little bit of time living in Texas and not being back in my homeland and of California. And, you know, but I have my wife with me, so that's pretty much good enough for me. So I'm going back in 2 weeks. I will keep everybody abreast with the job situation. It should be pretty easy for me to slide in there, because the credential program is just much shorter. I could be out of school full time within like a month or two. So not to say, like, I have a lot of backlog stuff with that done out here. So don't think that, like, oh, in Texas they just let somebody off the street teach. Like, it's not really the case. So you don't have to be worried about our country too badly. I know that everybody already thinks that coaches don't, you know, do anything anyway, but hey, look, you know, I'm a Syracuse guy, and, you know, and then transferred to a private school, and then now I get my master's. Like, obviously, you know, I'm no slouch, you know, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. And like I said, if it doesn't work out, then I'm going to, you know, go the college athletic administration way, and, you know, maybe I can work on both at the same time. And I think maybe in Texas, you know, like I said, having the summers off from teaching and then being able to go volunteer at UH or Rice, or there's an NAIA school out there. There's plenty of opportunities, and then I could work my way into UT. And then that would be something I'd be super interested in for the long term, you know, doing that 20 years and then, you know, then moving back to California and doing something at like a small private Christian school, you know, helping them out and, or whatever, you know. But that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I haven't had a plan like this. And I haven't had motivation like this to keep going for something since I struggled with trying to get recruited. When I wasn't getting recruited, I really felt that, like, oh, like, my high school wasn't preparing me well enough, or like it was my coach's fault. Wasn't really the case, because I just thought that I was better than I was at the time. And like, I would have gotten into the, like, I say this like to anybody that will listen, because it's such a like arrogant thing to say, but like, my athleticism today is like twice or three times what it was when I was a sophomore at Syracuse. Like, I think that when I was like, if I was like really cooking it by the time I was like 22 in my senior year at Syracuse, or if I was a fifth year at 23, like, it would have been so easy. And like, not to say that I think I would have been a first round draft pick or whatever. Like, I don't think that, but like, it just sucks that like, when I was in high school, I wasn't tapping into any of my potential yet. Because, well, I mean, I sprouted up real early, and I couldn't put on any weight and all that. But really what it came down to is that, like, now, never having played at the college level, I've had so much time to like sit back and think, like, man, like, I really want to play. Like, if I could play now, if I like, you know, doing that. Because in high school I was playing, and like when I was playing, I was out there, and like, I was doing well enough. So I was kind of like thinking, like, well, you know, my size, this, that, and the third, like, I wasn't out there to like seek to destroy. Yeah. Like, I just didn't wake up in the morning like a Bosa brother, just being like, the world's catching on fire today. Like, my rush off the edge is going to literally set the world on fire today, which is like, thinking back on it now, it's like, that's what you have to do every play in order to be like that dude, like, be a first rounder. And so, and again, not to say that I would be that, I'm just saying that, like, I think a lot of people could smell it on me that you needed that to be like what I wanted to be. And I just had a lot of room to grow and realize that. But this kind of idea that I have to go coach in Texas for a little bit, play my hand at the college level, see if I can, you know, ascend relatively quickly into a head coaching role. And then if I could, you know, what could I do with that to get me to the college level again, into a pretty cushy spot, whether that be in the front office or on the coaching side. And this plan has, or like this, not this plan, but this idea of going back and having it work out is like, I left originally because I didn't feel that I was going to work in Texas, because at Houston Baptist, like, I was going to be unpaid and I just couldn't do that. And not that anybody's feeling sorry for me. It's just, I now am like just super motivated to make it work, more so than I've been in a very long time. And I know that, like, if I can understand what my problem was back in high school and what led me to go to junior college, was that, like, I just didn't care enough. That was the biggest thing. Like, I thought I did. I cared about the attention. Like, I cared about, like, getting the free tuition. That's what I wanted. I wanted the zip-ups and stuff. Like, I wanted the sweats, because I wanted to be in that group. But when I got there, I realized, like, oh, no. Like, I don't want to be part of the group. I want to be the leader of the group. And so now, like, I'm kind of got that, like, mentality. It's like, okay, well, what does that person do? They go out there and make it happen. So yes, it's tough, and like, I have to, like, understand that, like, I lost a year of coaching, but I guess it's understandable in the grand scheme of things, and like, it's happening to everybody out here in California. But I want it that much more, and I have to separate the fact that this is not football's fault. I am not a victim of football. I just have supremely bad luck when it comes to football. But it doesn't mean I have to love it less. Now, don't take this and apply this to a relationship now, because you know he or she's bad for you. I just know that a pig-skinned ball, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't do anything to me. It's me, you know? I don't think it's choices. I think prior to right now, I didn't want it bad enough. I also think that, like, I could have worked a little bit harder sooner, but, you know, sometimes it's nice to take a vacation out to California too. But I spent all this time, you know, away from my wife, and I devoted, you know, a lot on this. And now realizing that I did all that for football, it's actually a better deal for me in Houston all the way around. Specifically in Houston. And then if I do end up moving up to Austin, yeah, then it'll be very fruitful for me up there too, because the infrastructure is just built different out there, and it's in favor of football coaches. They're really talented guys up there and are down there, and I really want to be one of them. And I know that the season getting canceled isn't, you know, Brett Favre's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Spiraling a football into my nuts to, like, you know, say, hey, I gotcha. You know, it's not that, because, like, if that's what football was for me, like, if it was just, if the ball was just making fun of me and it had a brain and decided to, you know, repeatedly, you know, just, you know, pile on and hurt my feelings, then yeah, it'd be time to move on. But the thing that keeps bringing me back is the fact that I love it because it's who I am, and it's always been who I am. And that's it. You know, that's really it. And it's just, it makes the most sense to do it out there and analytically, everything. And I also want to do it before, you know, the wife makes the call to do whatever we were going to do forever. And, you know, when, whether she starts running a business herself or moves up in her company, like, you know, there's a lot of things to consider. So, but it's been a blast out here, but it's only, you know, going to happen for 2 more weeks.
All right, one more time. Let's hear from the good folks over at Bet Online, title sponsor for Die Thoughts, for Cuse Militia, and for Armchair Media. Now, we know you might not be able to get to a game this year. Everything's in full swing right now. We got the NCAA wrapping up. We got college football is hitting the floor in full swing right now. Although a little sketchy, it's here, and we hope it stays. You may not be able to get to a game this year, but you can still get in on all of the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over there today to Bet Online and use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, Bet Online. Now, look. You know, you're looking for a holiday gift for your significant other. Maybe your guy's a little hairy or whatnot, probably, would be my guess. I'll have the perfect thing for you. What a coincidence. I'm talking about Manscaped, the Perfect Package 3.0. This is a revolutionary company, Manscaped. They've redesigned the electric trimmer. The Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so the trimmer doesn't cut down below the belt, all right? This thing is waterproof, comes with a great charger, LED light, lets you know when it's charging, when it's done charging. Keep yourself cut free, it's smelling great down there. Get the crop preserver, get all of the other amenities, the cologne, and gosh, the Shears 2.0, nose and ear hair trimmer. And as always, gentlemen, don't use the same tool you use down below the belt to trim your jawline or your face for that matter, okay? It's nasty. The Perfect Package 3.0, it includes the crop preserver, the anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer, And look, you know what else they're going to do for you, too? They're going to give you a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season to Manscaped. Get yourself, your significant other, your pops, your brother, all your nasty friends, Manscaped 3.0 for Christmas. Head over to manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. Clean it up. Make Santa proud. Back to Tyler.
All right, so coming out the other side of that tiny break there, I don't really know what the future of the podcast is. I've always felt weird doing this by myself. I really like doing it with other people, but it's so hard to book all the guests and do that whole thing because I just don't like being responsible for more people than myself. But then again, at the same time, it's like that's like the whole point of me just doing the one man band thing. So it's like, I don't even know how to, you know, satisfy that itch and whatnot. So I really got to do a lot of thinking here, or I just got to invest again in, you know, all the right equipment, the big mixer, you know, do the whole thing to where I just hit a button and all of a sudden my buddies just appear on Zoom and then we're all chatting. But the thing is that I don't think that podcast covers Syracuse football. I don't think that podcast covers anything remotely close to Syracuse football. And you know, I think it sounds like a lot of other things and maybe more life, you know, in that whatnot, what have you. But in speaking of life, the team showed a little bit of life this week. I got to be honest, though. It's like the tough part is like I haven't really enjoyed doing this podcast most of the year because I haven't been honest. And like, this is the worst offense I've ever seen in my life. This is without a doubt the worst offense I've ever seen because like we have not necessarily a top-notch defense, but we have so many takeaways. We have all the intangibles. We're youthful, sure, but the guys can still play that are out there. And then we're gift wrapping the offense these, you know, favorable spots in the field, and nothing is happening. I mean, it's just – it is the worst offense I've ever seen. The O-line is inept. And it's like I don't want to bag on these kids too hard, but like Syracuse has had a tough time and there's no doubt about that. And it's like, I want the team to do better. So it looks better on me. You know, there's so many guys out there that are just like, hey man, you know, thanks for the free degree. That was your mistake. You know, I'm out of here. Free money. Famously Ulrich Perry said the reason why I play college football is because, you know, they're just giving me $60,000 a year cash devoted to this scholarship. And it's like, you know, there's probably a lot of guys out there that feel that way. I know for sure there's guys in the NFL Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that did not love football, but they paid them well and, you know, it was a smart business decision. But I'm not one of those guys, as detailed before. So that being said, you know, being Kingford, if I was Coach Babers, it's like, okay, well, is there a starter or is there a recruit out there that wants to take our scholarship and, you know, that can supplant a scene like a starter playing on the field right now next year? I think we would probably know by now. And I think the answer is probably not. I think that guy is probably not coming. You never know. You never know. But I think that guy isn't coming that we haven't already signed yet. You know, maybe on signing day, we sign 5 5-stars, you know, that would be a great rounding out to the class. And, you know, we get a couple flipped commitments and, you know, all of a sudden we see them come out crying, you know, thanking God and their family for having this situation. Like, I don't think that we're in that case this year. So it's like, okay, well then let's go down, you know, turn over every leaf. I did a take on this already and I had to delete it because I called Jacobian Morgan, Jamario Moon, shout out Jamario Moon, Cleveland Cavalier, way back in the day. You know, find a Jacobian Morgan. Jeez Louise. You know, find the guy that has been found. Turn over every leaf. You know, you got to go. It's like, look, we're going home early anyway this year. Use that time to find anywhere, to find any recruit. Watch every player on every team do it. It's like, it's worth it at this point. You know, find the guy that's going to make a difference that hasn't been found yet. Find him. He's unfound. So it can be done. Hit the portal. You know, free Chris Bleich. I mean, there's plenty to do in that regard. And that's how you got to round out this class, is that, you know, you got to go find the guy that's like playing at the small Christian school, or, you know, you got to find the guy that's, you know, 6'6 and just grew like 8 inches 2 years. You know, you got to go find that guy, find that story. I don't know how you do it per se. All I know is that you got to be paying people to do that for you. Cause I know that they exist. And I know who they are. I've talked to them. And you got to hope that that guy's earning his stripes at this point, because I know that we're doing a good job in recruiting, better than we've done in a while. But it's time to have some of these guys that's like, oh, you know, I'm excited about that guy. When's that guy going to flash on screen? Obviously, that's the determination of whether or not they're good recruiters, and I got that. But there's got to be some sort of clear investment made, because right now, it just seems that we're just going with the guy that's able to play. Availability is an ability. That's why McShay always talks about it. That's why Mel Kiper always talks about it when it's going into the next level. And I'm going to Trent Dill for this. You can't lose games and be a winner in the NFL. He said that on Monday Night Football. You can't be hurt all the time and still be good because you don't play. So obviously the injuries and whatnot to our quarterback has been really difficult. And that's mainly because he has a terrible offensive line. And that's because of all the injuries in the past. You know, we're seeing that show up now. And, you know, shame on us, I guess, for not, you know, preparing for an offensive line pandemic, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how, like, we're not that good. You know, we don't have that level of recruiting going on, as noted. Time to turn over every leaf and just find what we can. Because at this point, like, I think the class is pretty well made up. And from here on out going forward, I think we just got to start taking controlled risks on guys that obviously have upside. Because the floor, we're already at the floor. So if you can survive this with this being the floor, because Syracuse, the school, did this to themselves by putting ourselves in the situation, whether you want the coach or not to be fired, obviously you won't blame the school, because the school doesn't have a heartbeat. It's people that are making these decisions, obviously. And once these restrictions get lifted, you got to hold illegal practices or something. We got to manufacture time to get these guys practicing. I know Dabo's doing it. And yes, this is more so the comedy side of life, because it's so painful to have this team be the way it is. But I know Dabo's doing something illegal down there. There's some way he got this team good when they had nobody. And they were actually further along in their development. If memory serves, yes, they were a bad team, but he rallied like a 2-4 team to be 6-6, and they beat South Carolina at the end of the year. You know, I think that would be a pretty good narrative, you know, going forward. And I think that's what Coach was so close to doing last year, taking that 2-4 team and turning them into 6-6, and they were 5-7. So he didn't make the mark. He didn't get the bowl game. And now we're killing him for one win. I think regardless of how last year was, let's say we do get that one extra game, and when Pitt was just really trying to give it to us, and Tommy played instead of Clayton Welch, and Tommy actually had a good game because the O-line was the O-line of the second half of the season last year, and they protected him, and our wide receivers actually played well. I think it would have been okay. And I think we would have been like, you know what? We wanted 10 wins to build on, you know, the same 10 wins that we had the season before. But we'll take 6-6. It's a letdown. And we would do that, especially this year, because I think, independent of the fact that, let's say we go 7-6, we do it like the year that I had, you know, we go to the Texas Bowl and we win it, you know, some, like the Beef O'Brady Bowl, you name it, the Cheez-It Bowl, any bowl that, any, you know, just completely irrelevant bowl game, we go there and we win. or let's say we lose, we come out of it with a negative record. We're still, and that would have probably been the more likely scenario. So now we just go 6-7 instead of 5-7. But we got to go on a trip. We got to play one extra game. That's, I guess, a benefit. But I still think we wind up with the same amount of losses. So this one win season, as soon as they changed the schedule, it was there. Writing was on the wall. Because not that the opt-outs happened, not that, you know, all these guys are now gone. This was our destiny this year. Like, the roster being all depleted, or like the pandemic of players that we now have, or like this team is like plagued with all these injuries all the time. Like, we literally have a player pandemic. That is incredible to say. Like, that was just going to be what happened. Our team is just not built in the ACC right now. And you know what? You know what's really tough, though? Boston College and Pitt in particular. Because to me, they are... And Pitt really is a... they're more fortunate, but they're not much more fortunate. Like, in my eyes, if it came down to like Pitt and Syracuse, I didn't take, you know, the trip to Pitt and whatnot, but I don't know that I would have, like, you know, broke my appointment with Syracuse to go to Pitt. Like, if it was like, okay, it's one or the other, like, it's, you know, both the scholarships are on the table, I would have gone to Cuse. So it's not that the recruiting is that much different. I think they just have had more going for them at some point in time, and they still have more going for them now, obviously. And they do a good job, don't get me wrong, but, like, the tough part about this whole situation is that it seems that, like, in the two more recent acquisitions of, like, Boston College and Pitt, kind of our contemporaries, they've made that adjustment. They know who they are. They're not gimmicking with the orange is the new fast. They're doing all right. So after we recruit and clean this team up, and the pandemic's over with both of our roster and the illness, hopefully we learned a lot more about who we are and who we're going to be moving forward, because that is the question that needs to be answered right now from the King.